now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We all know that Frank Sinatra spent a lot of time in Palm Springs, and I would say it's fair to assume that he is the man who put Palm Springs on the map. Well, with the release of Frank Sinatra in Palm Springs, we bring you a lounge special based on the chairman of the board's time in Palm Springs. More on that soon. Our segment, Dear Coop, sees one of our listeners jetting off to see a very special spy jazz act. And we check out Lounge Life magazine, the World of Swank gig guide, and right now new music from the Tiki Torches. Once Sienna on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
see the shadow on the sand and dream about the touch of your hand. Your stare entices me from so far away. The lure that draws me closer to you each day. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. At night, I hear the sound of your guitar. Your eyes, they follow me from afar. But time will tell if you come to me. The girl who waits for you by the sea. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. Has come for me to go. The fire within me burns, you'll never know. I wonder why it never turned out right. Two hearts that pass each other in the night. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. Oh, your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise.
Cocktailnation with the Martini Kings, Lost in Paradise. Exciting news, the award-winning film Sinatra in Palm Springs is now available as a 48-hour rental via Vimeo On Demand. You can rent this for $7.98. Watch it on your Apple TV, or your Chromecast, or any iOS or Android device. SinatraPalmSprings.com is the website. So this week, a lounge special, Sinatra in Palm Springs.
A Cocktail Nation Lounge Special.
When Frank Sinatra moved to Palm Springs in 1947, the desert welcomed its most enduring resident. His first house was the Twin Palms Estate. And he came to Palm Springs for many of the same reasons that draw people today. Clean air, nice views, and a great way to escape the hustle and bustle of Tinseltown. This is Patty Greiber, the president of the Women's Film and Television.
The Rat Pack, everyone loved coming here. It was just a real easy escape. And Palm Springs was so, you know, glamorous like it is now. You know, it was the place to come. I'll meet you in the Springs.
Today, Sinatra's home still stands and is available as a luxury rental, and is a pivotal point of Modernism Week each and every year. This is Bruce Fezzier from the Desert Sun.
Frank Sinatra bought this house for his family. Once he started having problems with his marriage and he started dating some starlets, he was getting a lot of bad press in Los Angeles. And this became his hideaway for Ava Gardner. When they married, Ava Gardner said, "This is the only house that Frank and I lived in that I considered a home."
Sinatra may have made a home for himself in Palm Springs, but that doesn't mean that he was content to stay at home. He spent a lot of nights out in the town with his entourage who came to visit. When they partied at the Chi Chi Club, the cops left the place to stay open all night long, despite the local rules. And at the Trinidad Hotel, the waitstaff knew that he only tipped with $100 bills. What a guy. Once again, Bruce Fezzier from the Desert Sun.
throughout his whole career, he always went out to restaurants with entourages. And he would hang out at Don the Beachcomber, which is the first place that I saw him in 1979. Restaurants and bars to him were like sanctuaries. You know, everybody was hoping to see Frank Sinatra when they went out on the town. I think that attracted a lot of tourism, people just coming to Palm Springs hoping to see Frank Sinatra.
Now, in 1966, if you wanted to see Sinatra, one place where you could always see him was the Lord Fletcher Inn, which was one of his favourites. Michael Fletcher is the owner of the Lord Fletcher Inn.
I hear a lot of people when they walk in here and they'll bring their friends for the first time and they'll say, oh, look over there, that's Sinatra's table. And you know, the restaurant would just keep it empty at all times, just waiting for him to call. Which was actually really not the case, not at all. Whether you might be the busboy, the waiter, parking valet, whoever you might be, he was just generous and treated everybody in such a respectful fashion. The only irony to me was the fact that for whatever reason, even though he was Italian, didn't seem to like garlic too much.
In the mid-1950s, Frank moved to Rancho Mirage, into a larger estate that now sits on Frank Sinatra Drive. And he spent the rest of his life there and remained an icon even into his sunset years.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
All that stands between a city and a disaster is a man.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Mm-hmm. not another human in view, but us two. Stop leaping upstream as we dream. A fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you hold my hand and sit real still, you can hear the grass as it grows. And I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to say, come spend this lazy
Cocktail Nation.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we've danced and hummed our favorite song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we've won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. Things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hikes, the rented tandem bikes, the lunches that we used to pack. And we never could explain that sudden summer rain. The looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? Things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. early morning hikes, the rented tandem bikes, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back, and the leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer I'll remember all winter long.
Cocktail Nation with Mal Fletch, The Things We Did Last Summer.
I still know what you did last summer.
No, not that last summer. Helen Merrill before that. It's a lazy afternoon. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you and a look at the Lounge Life magazine. It is your free download via the Flipboard platform. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net, but simply type in Lounge Life via Flipboard and you could be enjoying this free retro magazine. How about this? A Nazi poison plot. MI5 injected mice with pieces of Winston Churchill's cigars to check for poison. Pretty amazing stuff. Also, Bill Daly, Major Healy, and I Dream of Jenny. He's passed away at the age of 91 last week. Actually, I did something that I don't normally do, which is releasing two shows on one day. I happen to remember that I did an interview with Bill Daly back in 2011, so I posted that show shortly after I'd posted the main show up on the weekend, which would have turned up around late Friday night, Los Angeles time. So, two shows in one day, pretty amazing stuff. But do check out the Vail Bill Daly show that I put up as well and an interview that I did with him. Also in the magazine, The Marvelous World of Sci-Fi Super Marionettes. Check it out via the website cocktailnation.net. Got the links there for you. And, of course, it is a free download via Flipboard on the Cocktail Nation. Here's Ahmad Jamal, his trio with Stolen Moments on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
chez l'Otario DJ. Cocopa.
Awesome work, mate.
Cocktail Nation.
Donation with Elmer Bernstein, Pursuit, also played Combustible Edison and The Velt. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dear Cooper.
You can write to me anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can send me audio and I'll play that. And you can get in touch via the social media pages as well. Of course, the Cocktail Nation official Facebook page is simply called Cocktail Nation Radio. On Twitter, our handle is Cocktail Nation. From Phil Slattery in Colorado, who writes, Dear Coop, I had the chance to see Codename Carter the other night and they were phenomenal. I discovered them from your show and they were absolutely thrilled. Thanks so much for letting me know, Phil, and I'm sure the boys are pleased to know that the lounge sound that is the Cocktail Nation is spreading the Spy-Fi sound across the globe too. Here they are, Codename Carter. Perfect clarity, perfect cut on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cup Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
glace de cocktail Nation 8 Cooper.
Donation and Mike Bardash Quintet, D's Blues, also played Neil Hefti's Scene of the Crime. It's Coop Cooper with you, website cocktailnation.net. And if you'd like to find out what else is going on with the Cocktail Nation and you have an iOS device, iPad, iPhone, in the news section, we now have a channel there simply called Cocktail Nation. So check that out via the news app in your iOS device. I'll look at the World of Swank gig guide now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Wednesday nights at the Bourbon and Banter in Dallas. It is Ricky Derrick at the Golden Tiki. Thursday nights at the Sharps in Vegas. Also got a special event coming up. Tiki Day, September 30th at Disneyland. October the 20th, the Malahini Tiki Fest at Overland Park in Kansas. We'll be finding out about that event in the coming weeks as we catch up with the promoters of that. And you can see those gigs and lots more, always updating that via the website, cocktailnation.net. It's the place to go if you need to jet set around and check out some crazy gigs. Billy May now, and a man and a woman on the Cocktail Nation.
Da 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 da. Tail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day. I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray the night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky. Sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say the night we called it a day. Dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky. Sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say the night we called it a day.
Nation with Ken Groves, the night we call it a day. Next week on the show, we are talking to the man behind a new magazine called Exotica Moderne. More of this exciting development soon. Right now, Martin Denny and the Enchanted Sea. Stay up.